This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. This afternoon, we'll hear about a new exhibit that looks at the art and history of medical illustrations. And Phase 3 of the Banks Project gets the green light. What's next for development on Cincinnati's riverfront? Later in the show, we'll look at the progress made at the banks and what's in store for the future. First up, city leaders have released a plan to deal with the recent spike in violent crime in Cincinnati. WVXU reporter Bill Reinhardt is here to tell us about it. And Bill, there's usually an increase in crime as we head into these warmer months, but what was it about this particular spike that set off the alarm and led city officials to develop this new plan?
Well, violent crime has been on the downswing for the last couple of years, and this year it was just statistically higher than it has been. It was quite frankly, a spike. An actual spike, if you look at the statistics.
That was a big enough spike that they all took note and said, we need to do something about this.
The public got fired up, got riled up, and said, hey, it's not safe out there. And city leaders said, all right, we need to do something.
What are the goals of this new plan, Bill?
Basically, to get that spike down, to get violence off the streets, to make sure it... Well, I think there's a philosophy behind it. To get something sustaining so that every spring we don't see this spike again. But for right now, this is just a 90-day plan to get things in line and perhaps prepped for the future. They want to reduce shootings citywide. They want to get some things to do for kids, get the kids off the streets with time on their hands.
Now, so how is it going to accomplish these goals?
Well, for one thing, they are going to redeploy some officers. They're going to change some officers' hours. For instance, a couple of district captains are going to have to spend some evenings at work instead of just doing 9 to 5. They are asking the citizens on patrol to step up their efforts and get out there and be extra eyes for the police department. They are going to create two juvenile curfew centers at a couple of churches, one in Avondale, one in Cumminsville. And what will happen is officers are going to be a little stricter with enforcing curfew. Anyone under the age of 17 who was caught after 10 o'clock, going to pick them up. If you're 17, 18 years old, if you're out after midnight, you're going to get picked up. You're going to be taken to one of these churches, and you're going to be held there until a legal guardian can come pick you up. But you're not just going to be sitting there waiting. They are going to have counselors, they're going to have officers, ministers, people talking to these youth who are wandering the streets late at night, and see if they can address some of the problems that have led them to be running wild.
So I take it they're also going to enhance the SERV program.
They are going to enhance the SERV program. Of course, that's been in place for a number of years. It has gotten funding and then had the funding taken away. It's not been exactly consistent, and that has, critics have said, that's kind of hampered what it does. It's the community initiative or the Cincinnati initiative to reduce violence. What they do is parolees, probation, people on probation are called in a couple of times a year, sat down and said, hey, we are watching you. Tell your friends. We know who they are. If you get into trouble, you're going back into jail. You're going back to prison. Tell your friends that if they've got any, they've got to keep their noses clean because we're going to come down with them on everything we can, including federal charges if applicable.
Now, is this going to require a radical departure from the way the police are doing their job?
Such as stop and frisk and
Or anything
sweeps?
Like that?
No.
Okay.
The chief says this is not a radical departure. This is just doing what they've always been doing, a little more community-oriented, getting cops out of their cars and walking the streets, getting to know the neighbors, getting to know who people are, and trying to develop some trust between citizens and officers so they can avoid some of the problems that other cities have been experiencing.
So how much of a role is the public going to play in this plan?
A major part, depending on who you ask, including the mayor, the city manager, the police chief. It's a lot of this violence can't be contained by the police because they're not everywhere. They're not on every corner. So they are going to... as I said, try and develop better relationships with community members, with neighbors, so that they can help, so they can be those extra eyes out on the street. They can react. They can perhaps keep an eye on the neighbor's kids and, say, you're misbehaving. You're not my child, but you need to stop behaving this way.
Now, you mentioned 90 days, so there's a specific time frame, but is that really... is the city really committed to following this plan as long as it takes for the plan to have an impact, or is it really over after 90 days?
I think a lot of these things will continue. Well, some of the things will continue. The 90-day plan, it's largely over the summer months when kids are not in school. And so once kids get back into school, you won't really see the curfew violations anymore because it'll also be chillier out and kids aren't too stupid. They don't like to run around when it's cold out. So some of these problems they'll ease in the fall. They usually do.
And haven't city officials said there's already been a little bit of easing anyhow?
Yeah. Numbers have been, it's been getting quieter out there. I think some of the troublemakers are behind bars already. And to be frank, I think some of them are in the hospital.
Well, thank you, Bill. WVXU's Bill Reinhart. You can find his story about the plan at WVXU.org, and you can hear more coverage this afternoon during the local news on All Things Considered.